Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. 1:35 p.m. on April the 2nd, 2023, here on the Front Range in Greeley, Colorado. Beautiful day. Sunny, some scattered clouds, lots of blue sky. One rather jagged-looking, torn-apart condensation trail way up there. There must be some interesting crosswinds going on up that way. It's a warm one. It's 70 degrees, or was 70 degrees when I left my house. 70 degrees at the back door. I don't know what the official temperature is, but it's a warm one. I'm happy. I've got just the one hoodie on, my jeans. I'm wearing my summer shoes. It's beautimus out here. Just beautimus. So, I got my induction pads yesterday. Plugged them all in. Everything works great. The kit came with two charging stations. One flat pad that went beside my bed on the nightstand. And then stand-up, a phone stand that holds the phone upright, well, slanted backwards, but you know what I mean, and that one went on my desk, and all of the cords are now managed much better, and I'm pretty happy with it. I did save a file yesterday from my testing of the LG HBS800s, the headset that I had from long ago. And once I got it into Audacity, it really, it didn't sound too bad. It sounded a little tinny. It sounded a little bit like being on a phone. But then I listened to the podcast itself after it had been managed and upgraded, updated and uploaded and put onto the website. And it's not as clean as I thought it was. I don't know how much of it has to do with the fact that the plug might be loose, or that it turns out there was trash, actually lint and stuff, in the socket, which I managed to clear out. At least some of it. Don't know that I collected it all. It's still not absolutely solid, but it's a lot better than it was. So there's that. Nice breeze. It'd be almost too hot here if I didn't have this nice little breeze blowing in my face. I have the wind muffler on the microphone, so with any luck you won't be hearing too much of it, although I'm pretty sure you're hearing some. Ouch. Had to put my bread on to rise. Seems like every other day I have to bake bread, which is a terrible problem to have because that means everybody loves the bread that I'm baking. And now we go through the two loaves relatively fast. It's cool because it's bread that I can eat. Once it's toasted, it has exactly enough texture so that as long as I keep coffee or water or something flowing, then I can eat it. Smear it with a little peanut butter so I get a little protein, a little extra protein. All right, the bicycles are going to take the sidewalk. I'll take the bike lane. Good enough. Hi. Kids wearing bike helmets that aren't tied down. I guess that's so it's easier for them to fall off when you fall off the bike. I suppose it's better than nothing, because they might stay on your head. So the writing's going really well. I got the book two, Working Class. I got the new opening straightened out. Got it spliced onto the front of the file so that I now have a pretty clean opening that matches pretty well with book one. I'm really pleased with it. I need to finish the scan. I think the scan's gonna go really fast because I only made a few notes on it going forward. Most of the notes I had were about the beginning. So I'm going to need to reserve another slot with Karen. And I hope she's going to have room for them in her calendar. As soon as I get this one done, I'm going to toss it over the fence probably. So she has it and can slide into it, maybe. And it did stop, but all I had to do was jam it in a little bit. I got flour all over my hands. It's from mixing up the bread, of course. But I'm leaving smears all over my phone. Thanks, I think. Mr. Willie, for sending me the links to the best Android headsets. That's probably where I'm going to go. I have a bit of a problem with what am I going to do about wind sounds. Because I've really liked having this little windsock on here, and I don't believe it would stretch enough to go over one of those jawbone things. I don't know. Some of them have very narrow booms that stick out. They tend to be a little more expensive. And I have to wonder if I'm solving the right problem. I solved the charging problem. The phone is good. It'll continue to charge. I don't have to worry about it charging anymore. I don't need the socket to charge them. The recording is an interesting challenge. What recording problem am I trying to solve? Am I trying to solve the ability to record on the phone? Or am I trying to solve the ability to record the podcast? And the more pieces of equipment I have to lug around, the more likely things are going to go wrong. But having a specialized recorder, I was looking at a Sony that takes mic in. So it would take this microphone minus the USB adapter and just plug into the top and turn it on, and Bob's your uncle. Off we go. So rather than spending $150 on a good headset, maybe the answer is to spend $75 on a decent recorder and stop trying to record it on my phone. So I don't know. That's an interesting choice. Assuming I can't find a reasonable Bluetooth headset. Of course, I could get one of those pretty good models for about $40. And I suspect that's the right choice. I could look for something like a Bluetooth gaming headset, which will look funny if I'm walking around the neighborhood, but looking funny is sort of my brand. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So, looking funny isn't necessarily something I'm overly concerned about. I was going to say, it's only 12:17. No, that's how long the recording has been going. It's almost 2 o'clock. Well after 1, let's put it that way. What does that say? 1. I think it's much clearer on the screen. I can't see it. 1:48, something like that. See if I can get a sip of water here. Just a tablespoon. Not even that, a teaspoonful. So, I finished the last book for March last night, yesterday afternoon, and what was it? Clash of Cultures. Fun read. I almost didn't read it. I got to the end of the sample and I was like, do I want to read this or not? The humor in it was a little bit hit and miss. And I was like, do I really care? The answer was, well, what the hell? So I bought the book, read the book, loved the book. Clash of Cultures. Stephen Heffer, H-O-E-F-E-R. Big guy on a little motor scooter. There's a scooter shop in town that specializes in making scooters that look like choppers. This isn't one of them, the one that this guy's riding around. This one looks like, you know, it looks like it was put together in a pipe shop with a welder. which it might well have been, I don't know. But they make some really interesting looking scooters that look like choppers. They have a little bit larger wheelbase. They have a little bit larger wheel diameter. They have a lot sturdier tires. They're noisy as hell. Noisy as that one, so maybe it comes from the same place. Hello. Nice ears. So yeah, you can catch up with all the books that I'm reading over on my Bookworm. What is it? The Unseen City Books. theunseen.city, something like that. There's a link. I started one of those link tree things. It's bio.link/nlowell. So if you want to see the other places where I'm writing stuff and putting stuff, you can look up the links. I should probably put a link to that on my blog. Oh, yeah, I know. So, I was faced with first book of the new month. So, my reading goal for the month is to read a classic a month. And I'm like, I have William Thackeray's Vanity Fair lined up to go. And it's the only one of the books that I've thought about reading that I've read before. And I think I mentioned this, I read it when I was a teenager. I had the entire works of William Makepeace Thackeray in nice, beautiful leather bindings, which have since been relegated to a trash heap somewhere, I'm sure. The bindings all cracked. I didn't know how to take care of them. They didn't really like the main summers or winters. So, yeah, they didn't last very long. But they lasted long enough for me to read them all. And I remember liking pretty much all of them. As little as I remember about way back when. Before the Coast Guard. It's easy to lose track. Before the Coast Guard means before I turned 18. Before I was 17 when I joined, so it was before I turned 18. All of the things that happened on Dutton Hill, all the things that happened when I was a kid. The 12 years between 5 and 17. We moved out of the little cottage down on the lake when I was 5. And the old family homestead is still owned by a niece, I think. When my mother died, she left it to the niece. It was just good. Niece needed a place to live. Nothing like getting a leg up. Here's the house. Keep the taxes paid. keep it in heating oil if you can. Mom's buried, her ashes anyway, are buried in the basement in a Tupperware container. Which sounds weird. The basement is in fact dirt floor. It's an 1812 farmhouse. Dirt floor, stone foundations. But she wanted to be buried so that none of the kids would come to visit. So she said in the will. She was a piece of work, my mother. So anyway, I had to decide, am I going to continue the goal of reading a classic a month, or am I going to chuck it? And someone, I think it was Bill Hickson. Hi, Bill. Who was in the Coast Guard at the same time I was. We were both at Ray Dimonet School at the same time in New York. We were both in boot camp at Cape May in the same company at the same time. We both went to Ray Dimonet School. I think that's right. Anyway, he suggested a couple of classics that I might not have thought of, like Jules Verne or H.G. Wells, which, yeah. There's a lot of Verne and Wells I haven't read. I have read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I have read Time Machine and War of the Worlds. Nothing says I couldn't read them again. But I picked up Hesse Siddhartha, figuring it's short. After the last three, which were monsters, having a relatively approachable and small classic novel seemed like a good idea. So while I was siphoning up science fiction classics, I also picked up Siddhartha and started reading it. I think I'm halfway through it already. It's a fascinating book. I'm enjoying it immensely. I'm finding extra time to do the reading because it's really interesting to see how Hesse merges language and mythology and spiritualism and all the rest of that into this novel. And I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, good. One I like. Well, I like. Moby Dick was okay. Can't say I cared too much for Middlemarch. The Tale of the Genji was just a long walk. Speaking of walks, this one's over because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. I'll shut this off if I can get through the lock-in screen. There we go.